Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Welcome to Opening the Doors of Heaven with Alvin. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations and a glimpse into the world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here is your host, Alvin.
Welcome. I'm very delighted to spend this hour with you, my beloved Light family, and we've got some fun things to talk about tonight, and I wanted to just tell you that it's very nice to be back in Oregon. I think I spoke to you last time at 2 a.m. in the morning in Dublin, Ireland, and here I'm back in Oregon and back to stay till January, I think. We just have one Christmas pod, and end of January we start on the road again with Curacao and the Dutch Antilles and Toronto and various other wonderful places where we're going to meet. Tonight we're going to discuss changes in the subtle bodies of man. I'm going to go back now to the beginning of 2007 because multiple changes have happened. One can well ask, actually, what is going on? Why weren't we created a certain way to begin with? Why, in fact, does it have to keep changing and as though it's trial and error or modification, or what exactly is it? Well, to the best of my ability, and please understand that every day of my life, the insights go deeper and broader, and I am able to see a little clearer. But the highest truth this moment is as follows. My brothers and sisters, as we spoke about on our previous shows, I think it's either the last one or the one before, you can just check the archives, but we spoke about the fact that dreaming has four stages in sleep, and it actually has three stages that are half awake, including, for instance, daydreams. But we were created in the dream. And this is why, over the years, the infinite being that I have been working with is, in fact, the feminine aspect of that being, because when you go into the dream, it's the right brain that is the one that engages in the dream time with the beings that it dreams about. And incidentally, just today, we recorded something that I'm sure will be up in a day or two. So please watch for that. It will be on YouTube or somewhere. I'm not entirely sure, but please do some searches and you'll find us. And we will also put it up on our home website. But what we would like to tell you is this. During the dream time is the first time that creation took place. Creation was made for a specific level of dreaming, what scientists call the fourth level of REM, rapid eye movement, sleep, the deepest sleep that one is in. At that time, we were created with specific fields, with specific DNA. But why that was no longer compatible as we moved into shallower and shallower dream states and finally exited that dream state in October of 2008 is that there was a different configuration of life as was dreamed by the infinite the closer we got to the awakening time. And that is one of the reasons why modifications were made. I have several times said to my students, as these great birthings from one level of life happen to the other, we are now real. You know, I've equated it with the little velveteen rabbit in my little daughter's storybook that speaks of the little boy loving his little velveteen bunny so much that eventually nursery magic happens and the little bunny becomes a real live bunny. We have become real live bunnies. And it is the love of the infinite mother for the beings that she encountered in her dream time and created in her dream time that brought us out of the dream. So what happened is that each time I said we're real, yes, we were more real than before. The changes that have happened in the stages of man have been to make us more real. Each time we've come to a lighter and lighter sleep, the duality within us has been healed. First duality was healed, then polarity got healed. And polarity was the alternating, whether in a linear fashion, and that changed when duality got healed, but polarity still was the alternating of receptive and proactive principles in life. Now, that is not the case. They have merged into equilibrium, forming an androgyny, meaning something that is genderless, that expresses any portion of its being. The way we were created is the way a car would be created on a screen, where somebody draws the car in lines. The engineer makes a sort of a linear drawing of the car that he can then eventually spin around. It looks a little more three-dimensional. Then the body of the car is filled in, then the engine's put under the hood, that sort of thing. The point, however, is that it's important for the engineer to start with those lines, because if something is wrong with the car, he can know that, listen, this is the area where the lines need to be different. But if he doesn't have the lines, if he starts with the end picture, if he needs to tweak it in some way to fix it just a little bit, it's very difficult to do. It has been important for duality to exist so that the threads of the tapestry, as I've said many times, can be separated so that it's understood exactly how that picture in that tapestry is being woven by the, I think it's called the waft and the weave, the vertical and the horizontal lines. I'm not sure which is which, but it's important to know how that picture came about, where the red is at the back, where it comes out to the front of the threads, the yellow, etc. This is the same way that we were created. So initially, we were created with separatism. The very first beings that existed, the very first creations, now remember this is in the dream, it has changed recently, because when we came out of the dream, the mother finally realized, though she hung on till the last moment, and of course everything is always an exact moment with the infinite, but hung on till the very last moment, and in that moment, she shut down the dream, came out of the dream, and recreated that which is worthy of life. And so, knowing exactly then how creation would work, exactly how she wanted her creations to be, she recreated all of us. So we all are first born in that it was created in an instant. But initially in the dream, it was not so. 144 were created. They were created, and you can read quite a bit more of this on my blog diary, my brothers and sisters, as you follow along every day with me. And in fact, we've started to create a Twitter page as well, or a site as well, so that in real time, I can share the insights of my day. A lot of them is actually more than what they seem, but I don't know it at the time. I just say what is happening in the moment, and then later I get the aha, that is what was happening in the moment. That is why I chose those words. So, you know, it seems light, and it's a nice way for us to hold hands through the journey and share perspectives in real time on Twitter. However, you know, very few things are as they seem. So we've given you information on this initial creations on the blog during the last 2 weeks. So go through the diary entries. They're just really short, just a minute or so of reading a day, but they give you the changes day by day, and they will fill in some gaps of this information. The first creations were 144. From them, Then there was there were further creations, 1,440, and then eventually 144,000. So the initial beings that were created, they were called the gods and goddesses of Agawabanti, which in the ancient tongue of the mother means the source of life. And we've just recently received their abilities and their form of power of creation, the first layer of it, which there's 96 layers. But we received the first layer of information. It will be on a website that's currently being constructed, Astrology of Isis, www.astrologyofisis.com. Our ancient shamanism website, by the way, should be up and running. And if it isn't already done, our way of the ToltecNagual.com should also be up. But to continue, those initial lenses were given, they were gods and goddesses that had like a lens within them in which the infinite shone light through them, creating the next layer, which created the next layer until eventually humanity came forth. Humanity is the cradle of civilization, and within them, they were themselves a massive lens. The light shone through that lens, and from there, the other star races came. But those lenses had within them untapped potential. Now, this is the first time that I can tell you that I have an inkling of what darkness means. How could darkness have come forth out of a being that is only light? Well, the initial gods and goddesses that were created had within them potential. And part of it was to create diversity. So it could go this way, it could go that way. We throw a wild card in the mix, which is personal choice, and we see what wonderful diversity we can have. But what is potential? Potential is light waiting to be yielded. It's a song, which is frequency and light are interconnected, waiting to be sung. And so unyielded light is the definition of shadow, because light is accessed information. Potential has not had its information accessed, hence it hasn't yielded light. So my brothers and sisters, we are therefore having a light shone through them with patterns of unyielded potential, a bit like one of those paper doilies that are cut out, and if you hold it up to the light, there are areas the light shines through and areas where it doesn't, creating a pattern of shadow on the wall. The pattern of shadow got larger and larger and larger. Shadow was not understood up until that point. So in 2 weeks ago when I was in Dublin, one of the very main things that we had to do was to go back to source, to the original time life was created, and to see how shadow formed in the first place. So the point is that separation occurred because light was separated from that which hadn't yielded its light yet, which was actually untapped potential, but ended up as a shadow. Light and shadow, light and dark. This formed duality. This is how our creation started. It was only recently understood that these patterns still existed within those original beings that have incarnated on Earth. So my brothers and sisters, this created separation in the bodies of man. There were seven layers of light initially shone through, and those seven levels of light, it was the white light refracted into seven colors. Those seven levels of light formed in this wonderful archetype called man, seven bodies of man. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll see how that has played out and indeed how it's changed.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back. And so, our bodies, we've had seven bodies of man, and I've described this in multiple of my books, Journey to the Heart of God, Life of Miracles. In fact, it's just about in each one of them. Ring of Truth has it in. But then, as the ascension happened, we actually picked up two more rays of light, the magenta and the turquoise, and two more chakras in man. The magenta chakra is about a hand's length below the base of the spine. It is the one that connects us to the codes in the center of the earth, and we will take a look at that as we go through our show. But the other turquoise one is in the sternum. These two have recently become very, very prominent in restoring to man some of the creational powers and the birthright that is his. So let us take a look a little further. So the seven bodies of man became nine bodies of man as we had these two more rays of light, and people could see it in the rainbow. And the other thing that happened is that the two additional chakras came online, the sternum and the magenta chakra, which is called the alpha chakra. But we also had, in addition to that, geometric shapes in the old geometry. Geometry that had angles and joints. My brothers and sisters, that was done away with in, my gosh, I think it was sometime between 2002 and 2003 that geometry was entirely done away with, and we started to move in as a cosmic space into a different type of geometry that had no angles and no joints, called dynamic moving breathing geometry. And I actually don't know if we still can create these for you, but it's on a set called A Journey to the Heart of God, Level 4, Flowers of the Heart. And we have some of these sets of CDs that I've made that we specially make for you. You won't actually find them, just sort of something you can order from our office, but we specially make them for you, and they're not that expensive. They're the older ones. And if that one is still available, that is one that described how the cosmos formed from dynamic geometry. If that is properly understood, that would provide, according to the Star Brothers that many years ago were speaking to me about this, they said that it would provide an indefinite free energy source. They also said that we would get a better understanding of gravity, which they said was a pretty juvenile understanding that man had of gravity. But regardless of this, the forms that we had around our body were still the illusion-based forms, the Merkaba, the star tetrahedrons, the octahedrons, the dodecahedrons, and around that, the flower of life sphere. They were separation-based, even the flower of life sphere, and they were that which locked us into the tyranny of form, because we were using a geometry that was illusion-based. So the Merkabah around our bodies were fields, and for instance, let's just take the next field that's around the physical form, would have been the star tetrahedron, the three-dimensional star of David. There used to be a stationary one spinning to the left at a faster speed than the one spinning to the right. In the beginning of 2007, the Infinite Mother said that the reason the one spinning to the left was faster was because during the fall, perpetrators tampered with the fields of man. And what that did was create dominance of left brain thinking. The left brain is and masculine, and as I was trying to say, the left spinning tetrahedron, octahedron, dodecahedron were also electrical, masculine based. So when they spun faster than the right spinning ones occupying the same space, they caused dominance in left brain. So the Infinite Mother changed those to fields. I believe it happened in February of 2007. That was the first change. Last week, I know that we spoke quite a bit on zero-point energy, and that zero-point energy used to exist around the belly button area, and it used to explode out during the Merkabah exercises and, you know, fill the space right around the body. But the unfortunate thing of it is that zero-point energy sucked our power and resources, because it's like a vacuum. If you have, say, a 5-gallon drum, and you connect each side of it with ropes to teams of horses, but you take its air out, that drum will crumple up no matter that the horses are pulling at full force to keep it from crumpling, pulling the bottoms of it either way, two ways, because it's got the whole atmosphere trying to get into the drum's vacuum if you've pumped all the air out. It will crumple it, no matter if the horses are trying to keep it from doing that. That's how strong it is when something is a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum, and it will drain its environment. All of the cosmos will come into the space where there is zero-point energy. It drains the surrounding power and energy, and that is what it did. And up until sometime early in 2007, when you go into the God kingdom, you find that also power works differently from you than it used to. It's not as direct. It's not, how can I say it? It's almost that you have to do more work to get done that which used to be quite effortless. It's not directional power. It's power of remembering your vastness, but it isn't directional the way it was before. That's because we used to have a situation, if you take a look at Secrets of the Hidden Realms, where in the God Kingdom, you basically lived in zero point as a massive field around the body. This was draining to beings who had left the human kingdom and gone into the God kingdom. When I found out that this was happening, I said to Mother, why was this allowed to happen? Why would gods become less powerful than humans in some ways because of the zero point being like their buffer, sucking their energy? And she said it was a safety gap because of the massive corruption that happened in the God kingdom, which you can read about in Secrets, it's in Gift of the Unicorns, and also some of it in Opening the Doors of Heaven, which is translations of the Isis records. So my brothers and sisters, incidentally, there's an extremely, extremely interesting entry coming that I found in the Isis libraries today, that I will be posting, and our beautiful sister Jan from Ohio is the one that does this out of the love of her heart for the work, but she will be posting it, I would presume, tomorrow. It's very pertinent for today, And it took my breath away when I read it, and I thought you might find it of high interest. So I wrote it down for us. I translated it. But this was a safety gap, so the gods could not create too much havoc with their, with their ill deeds that they did throughout the cosmos. So, number one, the fields replaced the Merkabic shapes around the body that many light workers everywhere are working with. Don't worry about it. Your exercises are not doing harm, because all exercises well-intended that could, the infinite has taken its ability to do anything away. So it hasn't harmed you to do it. It's just not working. Second thing that was taken out of the human body was zero-point energy. And that should reduce cancer. And the interesting thing of it is, when we do our pods, things happen in real time. News is on the front page. It's just a little way for Mother to tell us what you're doing is really working. The week that we did this in one of our pods, that we actually uncovered this and Mother put it into the laws of existence, that no zero point may exist anywhere in the human body. So when that happened, I said to my class, cancer will now reduce, because cancer is lack of presence. And the life force center that was surrounded by this zero-point energy had moved to the heart. And that created zero-point around the heart in the breast area. And for women, that was a problem. So I said it's going to reduce. And that very day that I said it on USA Today was the headlines that said that there had been a reduction in cancer during the prior year. Now, of course, the prior year, that wasn't the case. But when we do this work, the whole reality around us changes. And if you're at that epicenter, you can see it. If you read the blog day by day, you will be able to see it, whereas reality changes and others are wondering why things are not changing. If you stay at the epicenter, you will see it. We did work with 12 planets that are around the Earth that we couldn't see before. And the day we did the work on the headlines in Dublin, it said, new planets discovered. So, to continue, that was change two. Then, the seven bodies, in October of 2007, space as a reality was done away with. That makes fascinating reading. I keep telling you, Windows into Eternity is up and then it isn't up. But if you can just be on our email list, we'll let you know. Hopefully it's up this coming week. Windows into Eternity describes how space formed in the first place, what creation really was, how multiple cosmoses existed, and how all of it folded into our cosmos and what that meant. How were those cosmoses created? And you will see that we were creating space in a specific way that ended in October of 2007, when we entered into what is called the infinite's inner space. At that time, the seven bodies of man collapsed into his body. They became a unified field inside the body. Now, great changes happened to the seventh body of man. And so when we get back, I'll tell you about that. But just bear with us. We've got a few commercials.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Al Mean. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Al Mean.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. You see, the seventh body of man was very unique. Now, it has undergone considerable changes. But let's start out with where it began. The seventh body of man radiated out as a microcosmic replica of the way the frequency bands' nuances lay within space. There was a life force center behind the belly button. It's about the size of a large grapefruit, and it was the size of a large grapefruit, white ball of light. It got moved up to the heart. From it radiated trillions and trillions of fibers of light that went through the other bodies, including the physical body, which the other six bodies, and ended in a luminous cocoon around man called the luminous egg by the Toltec Nahuals. And so there is, at that point, fibers going out. There's about the size of a tennis ball, if one is in identity consciousness, behind the shoulder blades of man. There used to be, about an arm's length out, which is about the edge of that seventh body, what's called an assemblage point. These whatever fibers that assemblage point was on was what was illuminated or assembled as the reality in which that being dwelt. Nahuals learned to silence the mind. That's the place of mastery. And when the mind is silenced, you can actually move that assemblage point to assemble a different reality. But you see, you have to be able to maintain that shift to have the other reality be there for you. You can only do that in the absence of thought. And thoughts arise as resistance to life. So masters have learned how to silence their thought. The different Nahuals did it different ways. But if you take a look at the assemblage point, if you were in deep meditation, that would move slightly to the left, not far enough to assemble a different reality, but far enough to the left to put you in an altered state. If you were in God consciousness, which, you know, please look up these. We're hoping very soon to have a glossary of terms up and going for you, but just to go there. So to move that to the left, you would go into God consciousness. If you went into ascended mastery, it moved upwards and to the right. Now, when you got a shock, it would jerk to the left. And if you got a large enough shock, it could jerk far enough to the left that it would be in the position in which the assemblage point moved when you died. So you could be shocked to death. It was found by the infinite that we ran the risk of descension by shock producing a leftward movement in the assemblage point of the cosmos. That same leftward movement could be produced in man so that he could be shocked and actually lose enough energy and consciousness to produce within him the fall. So, my brothers and sisters, this was eliminated because A, the fibers were separated. It was created as a field within man. The assemblage point became an overlaying, unified field with the seventh body that no longer had those light fibers and formed a unified field and was just highlighting. It was emphasizing whichever reality it is that you were assembling. And so, excuse me, you know, ever so often when I'm in the middle of a radio show, I hear the infinite speaking to me, and this is happening at this moment. So I'm going to speak the language, and then I will translate what it is. Ishka yamah kuyenich. Ich vak yabach kutu. Enes vashkava. Hesh pirskuyikie. Inir kuyi ayak yachma ushutoyava. Ines kuchkuyikie mechkie atu. Amash vastava. Esh pirkukunovash. Tiach kaba echime ikie. Anashva. Spa u peyech. Ek yachka ushviaskava. Well, my goodness, the Infinite Mother is saying, excuse me just a moment. That there are little, if you look at the luminous fibers, those fibers that, you know, for instance, shamans that don't value their consciousness would move that assemblage point downwards into the fibers that represent the animal kingdom, and they would literally shapeshift into those animals, something that's very detrimental for consciousness. But Mother is saying that in between those light fibers, if you look at the average man's light fibers, there are little dark specks. And what those are is conditioning, conditioned programs. And those specks, this is the day of removing the specks on Earth. By removing it on Earth, it is removed in the cosmos. Ishbach kiech na usuyeche, irikiach na usa, peshpiakya mu ushiachka, me ekiech na vas bachkiava. Mother is saying that today there is a purging that will occur on Earth. And the purging that will occur on Earth are those who were prophesied about in the prophecy of Isis. Nehyach kabash kuyu, evesh kiehna astava. It is those who thought they could own the Earth. Mother says, the earth is mine, for it is my footstool. It is the holy cradle of civilization. Incidentally, my brothers and sisters, for those of you that have heard me speak Mother's language before, you may notice that there's a change in her language. This happened when we woke up out of the dream. When she recreated life, her language changed. I am speaking the new, higher form of Mother's language. This is now the fourth time Mother's language has changed. The others have the same power within them, but the new language raises life to a new frequency. I can read you what I started to translate out of the Isis libraries, but I actually came back just right before the radio show, and I haven't fully translated it yet. But I can tell you the two bits I've translated so far, because Mother is saying that this pertains to what she's speaking of. Great ones there are that behind the scenes toil. They divide up the earth as though it is spoil. They send out their messengers to bind and to kill, thinking all must bend to their will. Their downfall shall come in a single day, but none shall know they've been done away. For in secret they hid, while on innocence they preyed. But their plans to control the mother will stay. And then I have only one line of the next stanza. Their assassins shall die. Their plans come to naught. And then I just have the rest in Isis's language, which, you know, says, Barakanish atrach enekeretve, alakna usachna ashta, rachba usunut, verklet barastut, minher klavach praunat. It is speaking of the downfall of the great ones who hid behind the scenes. And it is saying that it shall coincide with their offspring and their castles. No, castles, not the right word. Their palaces and their great plans to rule man. When it comes to naught, it shall all fall together. That's, of course, just real loose translation. I need to sit down very carefully. I'm translating it from her language, but her language I'm reading from the glyphs. So I've got the glyphs here, and so it's not quite right. But basically, that's what it's saying. And Mother is saying, that is the cleaning of the black specks of the luminous cocoon of man, the luminous cocoon of the earth, and the luminous cocoon of the cosmos. Shpavachna eke, achna vaska, eshtiavakia unosh ata, mechpakuyene eshe, Asu ishkiach namaukuyi, anash vesta, vishba usanach. Mother is saying, it is the purging that must be, for we dwell within the infinite's being. The infinite is androgynous, both masculine and feminine, even though I still speak of the mother, which was part of what we encountered in the dream. So the infinite is saying, they dwell within my dream, within my being. At no time may such exclusiveness exist within me. Kiachba uskiavach enesvichia. Ishba uskayachva. I pronounce at this time their death sentence, and their plans shall come to naught. Mishtiachkava. Eshvia usa, listen well, you that listen, for some there are among you that will not survive this night. Kiachkuyenesh, viachka eshe, you have killed the innocent to bring about your will. Piakyuch navashkayava, echkiavaskava, ineshkatu emechkia unechveshte. Did you think that I would let it continue within the purity of my being? Did you think that you could get away with this? Well, I'm speechless, and it's not quite what I expected. Why don't we just take a quick commercial break?
Almien continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almien is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almien, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
have been opening the doors of heaven with Almin. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almin.
Well, my brothers and sisters, let me continue with the information that was we were supposed to be speaking of today. I just want to explain one thing to you. It has been seen and spoken of by Nagwals that have studied the seventh body of man. And the seventh body of man has had these bits of blackness in between these luminous fibers, and what it has always been is conditioning, social conditioning. And social conditioning is mind control. So, you know, there's been these artificial programs for weeks now. If you can look at my blog, you will see that we have been working and working and working on clearing out artificial programs, things like genetic coding, etc. Those things have been eliminated. The freedom of the beings that have been able to earn the right to live at this high level of purity has been more and more and more increased, because those dictators of existence that have enforced upon us the programs such as grids, matrices, and so on. We made a video clip about that today as well. And they were removed. The intent of the infinite's heart is all that keeps any kind of a pattern in place. And it's a fluid, transfiguring pattern. If one of us can conceive with the beauty of our heart something magnificent, we enhance life. It helps to transfigure all, because growth is exponential. We can contribute to life, but we cannot any longer go against the pattern of the infinite's intent. It is the only fluid, transfiguring pattern that there is. Call it fluid structure, because it is no longer linear in pattern the way the matrices and the grids used to be. So, my brothers and sisters, let's take a little look, because we're in our final hour here, and I really want to speak with you about the restoration and of the magical codes within human DNA, and why being a co-creator with the infinite requires a connection with the earth. Before I go there, I just want to tell you that just the way that the masculine and the feminine within the infinite has merged into one, the primary place of healing duality, so the separation of bodies that form a unified field have also merged into one. But some of those bodies and their functions were removed. And the mental body, the emotional body, the astral body, which used to be where we kept karma, has been removed. The lower bodies of man. The seventh body also has been removed as a separate entity. The remaining bodies of man have formed a unified, totally in oneness field contained within the body of man. Those are very large changes. Now, the DNA codes of man have been increased. We had DNA that looked like a rose, and I really highly urge you to go to the blog and look at where it speaks of the rose. It's the rose that is the DNA, the template, the upgraded template of DNA. You will see that there are seven rows of petals. Those petals are in the sequence that takes the place of the Fibonacci sequence when you go to higher life. It's just a little off from the Fibonacci sequence. It is 3, 7, 12, 20, it actually starts with 1, beg your pardon, 3, 7, 12, 20, 33, 54, 72, 96. Our DNA has been until 2 weeks ago, which would make it the beginning of November, somewhere there, has had 7 rows of petals. It now has 9. Up until this point, we received and we've put it out. I mean, I've been writing literally a website a week, some of it the equivalent of a quarter of one of my books. We have got websites that have been put up as rapidly as these bodies of information have been released. It's all free to you. But we have had white magic released. We've had alchemy released. We've had the divine architects creational codes released. We have had then the astrology of Isis released, which is not one that where there is a dictating planetary influence that tells us how we will be feeling, what will be our strong suit, what will not. The astrology of Isis is self-determinative, self-empower during interaction with planetary influences to enhance what is within us. It is, in fact, instead of being disempowering like the old astrology, empowering. It's quite magnificent. There are 72 layers of it. We are just now constructing the first layer. Then we were given the creational powers of those first 144 that started in the dream. And it's beyond what I can explain. It is so magnificent. It will also be on the Astrology of Isis website. It works with 144 self-wheels. In the sequence I've mentioned to you, incidentally, after 96 comes 144. But it works with 144 self-wheels. The alchemy has 33 layers. The alchemy was actually held by specific bloodlines that came from Isis. They came through certain lineages that later, you know, was known as the Christ lineages and so on, but they didn't originate there. They came from Isis. She gave specific codes to specific lineages to carry. The Rosicrucians carried what then was known as alchemy, which has now ceased to work because of cosmic changes, because it used to use a matrix. The cosmic matrix is no more. It has a fluid boundary. So she gave the 33 levels of alchemy to the Rosicrucians. It was only when you were able to master, because growth and becoming was linear at that time, only when you were able to master the 33 degrees of Freemasonry and Rosicrucianism were you able to go to what lay beyond, which was 54 degrees of the Divine Architect. The old principles there don't apply anymore either. We've been writing about the ancient shamanism because the shamanism that we now have is a very corrupted, watered down version. Some of it is good, some of it is not good, but it is a shadow of what it used to be. And it was time to bring this back, to be able to handle it. The DNA of man has expanded from a 7-ringed rose ending with 54 petals to having 2 more rows, indicative of the 2 more bodies of manifestation that we've just received, which makes it a total of 9 rows of petals that we have on the rose, which is the template of human DNA. So my brothers and sisters, that's why we've received it. Now the earth, we have said multiple times, is the cradle of civilization. Within her crystal core, she contains the codes of all species. The creational codes. She has a library of creational codes. Those codes are, of course, also within the infinite. But she has a library of them, the way you would have the Akashic Library, which incidentally is, if you take a little peek at almeenhealing.com, we speak about the Lahun chakra and the other chakras and how they carry within them. The Lahun chakra, the 10th one, which is the disc above the head, carries within it the Akashic Libraries of existence. Man has it at his disposal. He doesn't have to go anywhere. It's within his fields. And there's much information given about that. But let's continue. So within a human being, the DNA had to grow larger to be able to wield these additional bodies that work with planetary bodies. And they work with the original gods and goddesses' source of creation powers. At the Earth, we've got the codes of existence. When you work with the divine architect's creational principles, you work directly with the creational codes in the Earth. The more potent you want to wield that, and we've got that up, it's Wheels of the Goddess is the alchemy one. The other one is www.divinearchitectcreationalprinciples. But it's the www.divinearchitect.com. You will find there the codes of the Earth. And you will find there the way we suggest, because it's so hard to have a relationship with the Earth. My brothers and sisters, it took me years to get to the point where I could speak to her the way I'm speaking to you right now. Of course we have peak moments with the Earth, and some, when we're in deep meditation we hear her voice. But to cultivate a relationship with her where we can at will be able to communicate with her, these things should be able to be done in our car on a freeway stuck in traffic. We should be able to call upon her. To have that, we require a relationship with her. In the first layer of that body of information, we suggest that you cultivate a relationship with one of the Earth's archetypes, such as the winds archetype or the water archetype. You can do that every night when you shower or run your water into your bath, where you honor and respect that archetype. It then acts as an intermediary with the Earth to assist you for her to release those codes as we become co-creators of man. You know, unfortunately, our time is up. I so enjoy my hours with you. Thank you very much for listening. And please, if you think your friends are ready for this information, please tell them about us. Much love.
Hope you have enjoyed today's show, Opening the Doors of Heaven with Almeen. You can listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Sedona Talk Radio. That's every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you next week.